Look, I think, on a personal note, it's always nice to, to contribute both with bat and ball. And, as his number seven batsman, it's obviously I feel I need to contribute with the bat as much as possible. As far as the bowling is concerned, I think collectively, again, we performed really well. And as a unit, bowled well in partnerships and managed to take wickets at crucial stages. So I think guys are pretty happy with the bowling performances. As far as, for me to sit here and say, comment on the batting and all those type of things, AB's answered the questions as far as that's concerned. So I know that I've got a lot of faith in the experience that we have in our batting order. And as I say, we'll continue the hard work and the processes that the guys have been doing in the last while. Yeah, I think, I suppose it's how sport works, when things are going well and have a bit of confidence out of your performances, then it's, it bodes well and it's always something to want to build up for the future. I think it's important to also understand and learn when things are going well and know why things are going well, that the day comes where it's maybe a bit tougher, which it is tough to bowl in these conditions, to draw back on those good experiences. But as I say, it's no means a finished article. There's still a lot of work for me personally, which I can build on. To be honest with you, whether Dale was here or not, I don't think really affects my role in the team. So, no, I don't think it's going to have much of an influence. Look, I think the wicket, it's, bowling, again, like bowling on these conditions over here, it's a type of wicket where you're not going to carry a slip in a gully and all those type of things and have guys nicked off. And so you're going to have to be, reliant on changes of pace and variation and setting the right fields on these type of conditions. And, sometimes there's a couple of rash shots and, that go your way and you end up with a few wickets and, so yeah, you take it as it comes.